We're here with head coach Sally Starr after the Boston University Field Hockey team earned a 3-0 win at Providence in the season opener. Coach, what did you see from the team in the big win to start off the season?
Yeah, just really proud of how we competed today. I knew it was going to be a really gritty type of match. And to me, our ability to compete and our compete meter was going to be essential to our outcome today. We were able to change press. What I love about this team and the growth that we've had in the program is that we can change presses around and we can do some different things and really have a deep bench as well. So just really pleased and proud of how we competed and to get the outcome that we had against a very difficult, good Providence team.
Got an early goal, always what you want from your start there. You get a corner, and it was a bit of a greasy goal off a corner. Didn't really, bit broken play there, and Tess really just pouncing on a loose ball.
Yeah. You know, we practice broken corners because a lot of times, and they did exactly what I wanted them to do in a broken corner. So if that double slip left really created that goal scoring situation for Tess. We didn't try to go direct too early, really made good decisions off ball, off a broken corner that created that goal scoring opportunity. But even more so, I think last year, Achilles for us was starting slow. We gave up a lot of goals early in games. And that was, for us to get out in our first game this year and score an early goal is just a testament to, it's a new year for us, and I just think that I'm really proud of how we just came out, ready to play, front foot mentality, and created a great goal scoring opportunity.
Stayed 1-0 for a very long time, got a key insurance goal, another one off a corner, this one nice and clean, I ran from the top of the circle, and Katie with it. Big goal to make it 2-1.
Yeah, I was really happy when I saw that second goal in, because you're right, it was a critical goal. Can we relax then? No. They pulled their goalie immediately. But just definitely really happy to see that goal go in. And, I have to credit, you may be asking me this in a minute, but our corner defense was huge. I think Providence definitely had way too many corner situations, way too many corner opportunities. And between our corner defense and Sophie and goal was outstanding. And they just stood strong and didn't let Providence get that one goal.
And then right at the end, Natalie with her first goal after the Providence pulled their keeper. But again, nice to see someone else get on the score sheet.
Yeah, and that was off of defensive penalty corner again. Our breakout is outstanding. We work it. We're very good at it. And it was just electric the way we got the ball down the field quickly. And Natalie got up there quickly and then made a great diving goal scoring opportunity. And it's her first collegiate goal. So happy for her as well.
Nice to see some people out there who hadn't played in a while and make a difference, whether it was Tess, Maddie Hudson's first career game here in her third year at BU. That must have been pretty special to see that come to fruition here in the opener and result in the win.
Yeah, we had four really good players on the bench last year with medical situations, and all four of them were out on the field today. But absolutely, Maddie Hudson hadn't really played in a real game since June of 2022 down in Virginia Beach when she did her first ACL. So just a whole lot of hard work has gone into that, and it's just great to have her back. And I know the team's really excited for that. But also Tess out there, Ella out there, Maggie Driscoll out there, players that weren't able to play for us last year. Just makes us a better, stronger, more competitive team for sure.
After the scrimmages, what was one of the things you might have told the team after the first three scrimmages that you were looking for in today's game that you thought they did come through with?
I think we just pressed well consistently and created goal scoring opportunities off of our press. The other thing I said to them, now it's just August 30th. Yes, it's a real solid win for us, but we still got a lot of work to do. And let's enjoy today and ready to get back to work tomorrow. But the reality is it's August 30th, so we still got a lot of work to do.
We're here with Tess Jaka after a 3-0 win in the season opener at Providence. It was your first game in almost 2 years, and you didn't waste much time in getting a goal right off for the first corner of the game, and found a way to hop on that loose ball. And what do you think that meant at the time for the team in terms of getting an early lead?
I mean, we worked really hard this preseason, and I've especially been working really hard to come back and make it worth it this year. And to get that first goal right off the bat, really felt really good. We've been working so hard, so to just get those outcomes early and then keep them the whole entire game was really good.
They stayed 1-0 for an awfully long time. Used a corner to get an insurance goal, and then another late goal from Natalie's first team effort. What was the message from the upperclassmen to the team?
I mean, we're a very process-oriented team, so just keeping calm, keeping our game plan under control, everyone knowing their job, what to do out there, is really just do your job and keep everything, all the outcomes will come on their own. So as long as we stayed with that focus on our minds, it was good to come out strong.
Start both season on the road, looking ahead to Sunday against a BC team. What are some of the things that team did well today that we need to continue to do against BC?
I thought our press was really good today. We put the pressure on them when we needed to, and we also held back and, you know, stayed composed. And BC's a strong team, as we know, but it's no different, and we'll just still play our game.